Welcome to the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. It is for Wednesday, April the 22nd, just 3 days left of the spring meet. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim will take a look at the late pick fours we do each racing day. It starts in the fifth race on the Wednesday card, just eight races. So this race starts the late pick four, wraps up the early pick four and pick five. So it's kind of a crossover race and a lot of importance on this race for multi-race wagers. Maiden claimer, $30,000 level, three-year-olds and up, six furlongs. Who did you like?
Really hard to like anybody in this race. The horse that's going to be the favorite is Nanosecond, Todd Fletcher and Flavian Pratt. What bothers me about this horse is the horse is bound twice. It's Into Mischief, so they paid $250,000 stud fee at Windstar Farm, and they're giving up on the horse. The horse runs seven furlongs at Gulfstream in January. Got a 50 buyer, but got beat by 20. But that race came back extremely tough because Chief Wallaby and the Puma, two Derby horses, ran 1-2 in that. So they were unfortunate enough to catch two monsters at the very first. Then the horse comes back on the synthetic at Gulfstream for five furlongs and runs terribly, gets beat 49.5. They don't persevere. That was a tough race, too. General Bradley came back out of that race and won. After two races, they're dropping this horse to 30,000. I can't bet the horse with a lot of confidence, but with Flavian Pratt and Todd Fletcher, you've got to almost use him defensively. He has been working. He was working fairly well up until that race at Gulfstream, so I don't know what happened. He's going to be the favorite again, but I'm going to try to beat him with Editor in here. Joe Sharp, of course, improved markedly off the first race. They opened him up 5.5 on the turf. He got a 49 buyer, went off at 2-1, got a lot of money in that race. They dropped him to a maiden 50 obstacle claimer, and he ran second, but got beat 7.25 to a horse that came right back and won. So I want to take Editor on top. Rare Eclipse for Rusty Arnold. Always got to use Rusty, and he's 6-18 this meet. He's running 33% clip, which is amazing. This horse drops out of maiden special weight. Kind of giving up on this one a little bit, too, but if they get the horse claimed and with the money that they get out of the purse, they could break even on the horse. And so he's got a shot after running evenly at Turfway. And then Jack Charles, the first-time starter for Wesley Ward, starting on the dirt at six furlongs, four-year-old, first time in the races, and they're putting him in for 30,000. So this isn't one of Wesley's top horses, but doesn't have to beat much in here. So this race is very, very tough, I think. I could go a little bit deeper, join for Jose Ortiz and Tom Drury. Off a couple of nondescript races at Turfway. So you don't have anybody who's in great form here. So if you can pick out this puzzle, you can do very well in the late pick four and the early pick five.
Yeah, I kind of see it the same way you do. I did, for the pick on the Keeneland website, I took Nanosecond on top. But there's certainly reasons to be concerned about him being vulnerable as a big favorite for the reasons you mentioned. I took Join second. I like the cutback from a mile. Tommy Drury does a nice job with his horses. Had a runner-up on Sunday. Horse dropping in class. Editor ran really well last time out, and the horse that won the race, General Graham, came back to be a nice-looking winner here at Keeneland. So I think that one's very, as you noted, a very viable contender. Rare Eclipse was the other one that I used, so we've got a lot of the same horses. Jack Charles I also had on my list, but I'm not going to use him in the pick four and keep the ticket budget where I wanted it. But, if your budget allows you to go a little deeper, that would be the next one I would use. Sixth race is on the turf at 5.5. Fillies and mares 4 and up, allowance race. I took Big Trouble on top for Greg Foley. Barnes been firing with its runners. This horse has run well at Keeneland and has some strong buyers for this level. So I thought that one looked pretty good in here. If you were trying to beat Pandora's Gift, who will probably be the favorite, a stakes runner, been competing against some top-level horses in this division, but is coming off a layoff, so might be vulnerable for that reason. I'm going to go with just those two on my pick four ticket, but She's a Tempest. Showed a little improvement in two starts for Eddie Keneally. Could be interesting in here. Bourbon Memory also has some form from earlier that stacks up well she can get back to that form for Brendan Walsh. But too deep for me with Big Trouble on top. How about you in the sixth?
Just the same two horses. Pandora's Gift may be vulnerable in here, but if you look back at her races, she ran really well off the layoff in April of 25 here at Keeneland, and when she almost won the Giants Causeway, only got beat a nose. Then they tried her Grade 2 and Grade 3 company at Saratoga. Then they tried her at Prescott Masters, where she ran really well the year before. And then they laid her up off for a while, but she ran well fresh last time out, so I would expect her to come out firing. The other horse that I used was Big Trouble, just a classy mare here that's won over $370,000 and always shows up to the races, needs a little bit of pace to run at. Big move up, Irene Ortiz takes them out for Declan Cannon. So I think those two, I think that gets you through this leg of the pick four. The other races, I wasn't as sure about.
Race 7, allowance optional claimer at the 100K level, or non-winners of three other than. Fillies and mares 4 and up, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. Jim, who do you like in the 7th race?
Very well-matched race. I think you can make a case for all of them. Shotgun Wedding is the longest price in the board, but Mark Caffey won with a long shot here on Sunday, and you never discount anything from his barn. But I went with Lynn's Milky Way for Irene Ortiz, 5-for-11 lifetime. Has won two in a row coming into the last race at Gulfstream, where they tried her in the Grade 3 Hurricane Verde, where she faltered and got beat by 6.5. This brings her back to her best level, and I think it's going to be tough to handle in here. I also used Roswell for Bill Mott. Johnny Velasquez takes them out. This horse is 8-to-1 morning line, but if you overlook, she was also in the Hurricane Verde, and if you overlook that one, she was in very good form coming into that race, and she's back to her best level. And then Evanescence on the outside for Eddie Keneally, won by 3.5 lengths last time we saw her at Keeneland back in April of 25 with an 82 buyer and won by 3.5 lengths. She's won another race since then at Fairground. Ran well in the Matron at Oakland last time out, and Jose Ortiz takes this one. I'm taking those three. I can make a case for Beyond Belief for Kelly Breen and Marmalade Sky for with Flavia and Pratt riding for David Jacobson, but I'm going to go with those three. I hate to take 5 out of 6.
I took Evanescence on top. Her two best buyers have come off a long layoff for Keneally. Jose Ortiz won on this one back on February 5th, so it's good to see him back. And she held her own against the likes of Kilwin and Look Forward, Grade 1 winners last year. So I think, and I know from interviewing Eddie Keneally for the Today at Keeneland show, he thinks she's going to have a really nice year and can do well in stakes races. So that's probably where she'll head if this goes well on Wednesday. The 5, Beyond Belief, ran pretty well in a couple of stakes at Gulfstream. And then the 3, Lynn's Milky Way. It's a Red Ortiz and a horse that has good speed and has run well at Keeneland. So those are the 3 that I'm going to use on my pick 4 ticket with Evanescence on top. And then the 8 horse is Vermelo. DeVoe off a long layoff. Jose Ortiz, her go-to guys in the saddle. No standouts here, so I was just looking for a little bit of a price and settled on this one. But I'm going to go 5 deep with the pick 4. If Limited Edition draws in, I want that one on the ticket with the Rad Ortiz in good form coming up from Gulfstream. Gold Sovereign, it's Chad Brown for a horse that ran well here last fall. Protect and Defend, it's Shug McGahey, whose limited runners have done well here, and this one showed some improvement last time out. And then the last one is the 11, Dinglewood for Graham Motion. First time on the turf, but just out of the respect for the connections, I'm going to put that one on the ticket and go 5 deep on my pick 4 to close this out. Let's close this out. Could you sort it out any better than me?
No, I'm going to use 6, as a matter of fact. Starting with Limited Distance, the 13 on the outside for Phil Antonacci. And I read Ortiz, so the 13, good chance you'll have a scratch out of this, the body of this race, so because a fairly good chance this horse will race with blinkers on. A couple of good turf races at Gulfstream, followed up by one on the synthetic, so the 3 best races of his career have come this year. So I would expect him to try to break his maiden here in his 10th start. Bull Shoals, the 12 for Gina Antonucci. Only has 1 start, but it was a good one on the turf at Gulfstream at 7.5. They stretch him out to 1.8 miles, but he got a 76 buyer first time out in that race at Gulfstream. So Gold Sovereign for Tad Brown and Flavian Pratt. Obviously, a good shot in here for this one. A.G. Byer at Keeneland in October at a mile and an eighth. So the horse has already run very well at this distance. Protect and Defend for Sid McGahey. The Byers look a little light, but the horse has been improving. 50, 60, 72. So it's gotten better as he stretched out to a mile and an eighth. So B.J. Hernandez takes him out for good. Mortal Lock for George Weaver, a 10-time maiden. I don't like that at all, but I do trust George Weaver on the turf. And then Nitista D'Or for Robert Medina. Had a 77 buyer last time out at Turfway. Has a turf race back in his history at Aqueduct, and Luis Diaz takes the mound. This one's wide open, in my opinion.
So, pick four tickets. I'm going to do a $60 ticket. 1357 with 48, with 356, with 38, 10, 11, 13, $60. How did you put your ticket together?
And we have very similar tickets. 1-3-7-10 with 4-8 with 2-3-6 with 2-6-8, 10-12, 13, and mine was $72.
$3 late pick three. It's been a popular addition to the wagering menu. How did you put a ticket together?
I think on the sixth race, I'm going to go ahead and single Big Trouble, thinking Pandora's Gift might need a race. So I'm going to single Big Trouble there. So use the four horse there. My three horses in the second leg of the pick three would be 2-3-6. And then I would knock that down in the last leg to maybe just using the outside horses 10, 12, 13, and add Nikita D'Or for Diaz. So 2, 10, 12, 13. So that would be a single by three by four, and that's a $36 ticket.
I used a different single. I took 4-8 in the first leg, and then I singled Evanescence. So 4-8 with 6 with all five that I liked in the last leg, 3-8, 10, 11, 13, $30 ticket on the late pick three. Best of luck if you're playing the Wednesday card. If you can't make it out to Keeneland, make sure you have your Keeneland Select account filled up for some plays on the Wednesday card. Start to build that bankroll for Oaks and Derby weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. That's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.